Today, I will answer a subscriber's question that will help you get unstuck and get things done. It's a little bit of a productivity hack. And the great thing about it is this question came in on a week where I'm absolutely having to use this myself to get unstuck and to get things done. And so this isn't just like me making something up. This is something that I've been using and has been highly effective for me. And that's what we'll dive into today after the break.
These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough.
So sometimes it's about more than just like knowing what to do. Sometimes it's about more than just like, you know, having a plan in place. Sometimes even with knowing exactly what to do and having a plan in place, you still can't get yourself to do it. And one of my subscribers, Amanda, submitted this question to me. She says, how do you go from knowing what to do to actually friggin' doing it? I have the hardest time focusing, which was never an issue until I had children. I'm absolutely capable, but distracted AF. It's not shiny object syndrome. It's not lack of want or desire to get clients. I just can't get over the hump to the next step for some reason. Resistance, high. Afraid of failure? Not really. So what is holding me back that I just can't see or explain or figure out? Does anyone else feel this way? Way more than one question. Thanks, Amanda. Yes, number one, my issue from my episode from last Wednesday, where I talked about stress and entrepreneurship, I will tell you that I feel this way. Other people feel this way. Yes, we absolutely do feel this way. We run into this problem. And oftentimes it's hard to pin down. And now what I can tell you is that for me, so much of this was coming from stress that wasn't really being handled in the most productive of ways. And so even though I know what to do, even though like I had the plan in place, even though I could do all the planning I wanted, actually translating that into day-to-day action was immensely difficult, and I wasn't getting things done. Again, like I could say the same thing. You know, I'm absolutely capable, but distracted. It's not shiny object syndrome. It's not lack of want or desire to get whatever done. It's just that I couldn't get over the hump. And having children, like as much as you love them, as much as you want the best for them, as much as you just want to shower them with your love, there are stresses associated with being responsible for the life of some small thing who does not necessarily know how to survive in the world. And even just that, if everything is going well with your kids, can be stressful. And if there's other stresses, you know, just pile them all on top. And so, I'll acknowledge that like, most likely what's going on is that there's some sense of stress. And then if we have some things that we feel like we should be getting done, and should is a really important word here, things that we feel like we should be getting done, but we're not getting done, that only adds to the stress. And the more that we like have, it becomes a feedback loop. The more that we aren't getting things done because of the stress or whatever, the more we feel bad about it. And the more we feel, oh, I should do this, or, you know, I should not be doing whatever else I'm doing. And it just compounds the stress and it makes it harder to get things done. And so the challenge that I have for you is to find any way to start making progress, to start getting movement, to start getting momentum. Because oftentimes, it starts with, oh, I just got one thing done. And so I feel better than I did before I got that one thing done. Okay, so I can start another thing, and I get a second thing done, and I get a third thing done. And it's often just those little tiny actions that we take. It's like a phone call we have to make, or an email we have to send, or whatever. Those little tiny actions that we make that allow us to start the flywheel moving, start the process moving, start getting momentum, start getting the movement, such that we are then able to get back into that productivity. And like getting started is often the hardest part. And so I recognize that I was running into this week. And what you're actually going to see is that I'm recording this on Thursday, actually at the end of the day, Thursday, for publication on Monday. So I printed out a calendar here. And what you can see on this calendar is a bunch of shiny stars. And if you're listening to the podcast version, you're just going to have to trust. I printed out a calendar for the month May 2021, and it's got all the days of the month. And what I started doing was I would set a timer for 25 minutes. And my rule is that 25 minutes had to be productive. And 25 minutes is a great period of time because it is a little less than most adults' attention span. So you end 25 minutes not feeling drained, right? So you set a timer for 25 minutes. And as long as you're doing something productive from your to-do list, like then you get to put a star on the day. And like this works for kindergartners, but it works for adults too. It's a behavior chart. So as long as you spent 25 minutes being productive, you put a star on the day. And your goal is just to get a lot of stars for the day, right? Because when you get a lot of stars for the day, it means you were doing a lot of work. And if you know what to do already, and you're not doing it, you're having trouble doing it, oftentimes it's something as simple as this that's just going to get you going. It's just going to get you started. And so, for example, for me, I actually came up with this at the end of the day Tuesday. And I had 7 hours of work time. I write at the top of the day how many hours are in my work window for the day. Because some days I drop the kids off at school, some days I pick them up and, you know, work between those times. So on Tuesday, I said 7 hours. And I came up with this at the end of the day, and I realized I really only spent 2 hours productively working. And so I did give myself credit for 4 25-minute periods there. Yesterday on Wednesday, did a little bit better. 6 hours, I did six really productive 25-minute periods. And between there were times where I was a little bit productive and times where I was less productive, or where I worked a little bit longer than 25 minutes, but I didn't start a new timer yet. Today, it's Thursday. I actually have 9 hours. And as of right now, I'm counting, I have a dozen stars. So it's more than one per hour. And I'm probably going to add one or two before I'm actually done working here. And so the goal, it's not necessarily to use up every 25-minute chunk of time. In fact, breaks are really important. And after you spend 25 minutes working, you should take a break that's at least 5 minutes and just go do something else to give your brain a little bit of space. And then you come back and you do 25 minutes. And if you've been really consistent about that, so it's like 25 minutes on, 5 minutes off, 25 minutes on, 5 minutes off, you only want to go through 3 or 4 before you take a longer break. There's a reason that like labor law in the United States is designed to give people breaks every 2 hours and a longer break at lunchtime. And so, it's as simple, you know, if you're having trouble, if you're stuck, if you're not able to get things done, a productivity is as simple as this behavioral chart. And like I had some old Avery, they're called foil star labels, old Avery foil star labels in a drawer in my house that I bought at some point that I'm using for this. And I'm putting them on there just as a way to get myself unstuck, to get things done. Now, one additional thing that I will strongly recommend is some kind of external brain planning system. Now, I use lists. I use Workflowy, which is kind of, it's an infinite list program to just create to-do lists. And inside of like, oh, this is a project that I'm working on, I can include a smaller list of things that need to be done. And even if those are like project segments, that segment may have a few different things that need to be done. But to just externalize all the things that you need to get done can help you here, because then you have something that you can look at and you don't have to start your productivity session with like, oh, I need to think, I need to decide what needs to get done next. You can just say, oh, what does my list say? Okay, I'm going to spend 25 minutes working off my list. I'm going to start at the top. And if you're able to prioritize, like, these are the 2 or 3 most important things I can get done for the day. Some people do 5. I wouldn't do more than 5. A lot of people just do, you know, 1 thing that I need to get done today or 3 things that I need to get done today. And if you can do that and you can start with those and then you can handle additional tasks towards the end of the day or once you've tackled your big things, That's really often all it takes to really start feeling good about your productivity through the day, to get unstuck, to get things done, and to not be stuck in that very hard to escape scenario where you're feeling like, oh, I should do this. I should get a certain amount done. I should perform at the level that other people perform, whatever, like all those shoulds and shouldn'ts, all those pronouncements of, you know, you would only be good if, are essentially ways to create a bunch of shame and a bunch of guilt. And that's only going to hurt your productivity. And so, you know, just do your best here and do something where you're, instead of negatively reinforcing the behavior that you don't want, find a way to positively reinforce the behavior that you do want. And again, it can be as simple as this little behavior chart. If I just spend a certain amount of productive time and I know what to do, I'm going to get things done that I need to get done. And so how do I reinforce that with something super positive and super simple? And a behavior chart like this can be the answer. Okay, so this is another one of those episodes. It's not business and marketing and copywriting, but the reality is we're human beings who are doing business, we're human beings who are doing copywriting, we're human beings who are doing marketing, and all of the unique, interesting gifts and foibles and challenges of being human are brought to bear in our work every single day. And this is one of them, that some days we just feel stuck even though we know exactly what needs to be done. And in fact, for a lot of people, there's a lot of days where we're dealing with that. And so even though this isn't about marketing, copywriting, business building, et cetera, it is, and it's about marketers, copywriters, and business builders and entrepreneurs, and especially those of us who are self-directed, who are knowledge workers, who are relying on the output of our brains that are sometimes very stressed to actually succeed. And so, yeah, in that regard, I do think that this is about marketing, copywriting, and business building because it's about you. And so on a daily basis, I do release these episodes about marketing, copywriting, business building. I would love it if you would leave a comment with this particular episode or a review and let me know on a scale 1 to 10 how valuable you're finding it and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? Are you going to actually build a behavior chart for yourself to reinforce your own, your own desired habits? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com. Get my daily emails, including episode alerts about these episodes as they're released and more exclusive content for email subscribers. I'm Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for a 10 out of 10 value. I hope that I've delivered it here, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next episode. See you soon. Bye.
Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.